That was Kajafi with a set of tunes for the last track, actually, off their first album. And I have Kajafi on the line now. Good morning, Ken, Fiona and James.
Good morning. Good morning.
Lovely to be speaking with you. And you are in Bundanoon.
Yes, we come to you from the campgrounds.
So you're at the Bundanoon Folk Festival, and this is the inaugural Bundanoon Folk Festival. Bundanoon would be known to Celtic enthusiasts for the Bundanoon is Brigadoon event, but this is a different thing altogether. This is a proper folk music festival. What's it like down there?
It's great.
It's lovely.
For a first ever festival, it's pretty big. There's a lot of acts and a lot of audience. And
very organised.
Extremely organised. And yeah, it's a great vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very, very warm, friendly vibe. But it's been raining a good bit, so. But you know, that's folk festivals.
The sun's out this morning.
Sun's out this morning, which is lovely.
The venues around town, what are they like down there? What are the venues where the music's happening?
Yeah, there's a real mix of venues down here. So they're all in town, and a lot of the local businesses have really got behind the festival, which is brilliant. So there's a couple of church venues. The school is open. The school hall is open for larger ensembles. Yeah, there's the clubs,
the
hotel. So yeah, there's a real mix of venues.
We did a workshop in a gallery as well.
Yeah, it's really good. Really, really good down here.
And are they planning next year's festival already?
There's certainly a lot of excitement and energy. And I was chatting to the festival director at about maybe 1 o'clock in the morning this morning. So there is certainly a very, very strong indication that this will be the first of many festivals down in Bundanoon.
Oh, that's really brilliant. And it's such a lovely town, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's really, really lovely.
Yeah, down there in the Southern Highlands. So if any listeners are at a loose end today, you might be able to scoot down to Bundanoon and catch the last day of the festival.
Yep.
Now, guys, I wanted to talk to you about what you're up to at the moment. I have heard a rumour that there's a new album in the wind.
Yep, we're preparing to record next month. So we sort of probably spent the last 6 months, I guess, sort of trying to pull together some new stuff, a lot of original material this time, because, you know, we really feel the future of folk music and traditional music is the living tradition, that it, you know, continues renewing itself. And so, yeah, we've been writing and rehearsing, and yeah, it's been a busy time of you.
And you've picked a great time of year for it. Can you tell us a little bit about the process of writing tunes? I know on the first album there is a tune by James, and there's one by you as well, Fiona. Have you been writing for a long time, or is this something that's been fairly rare in the past but you're ramping it up now? How's that happening?
Well, Fiona and I have always composed tunes, I think, but what we did this year is we went away for a few days and rented a house and sat together and composed, and we played little games. Like Fiona would draw some cards and say, "You go, James, you have to write a reel in the key of E minor." And
inspired by a tomato tart.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not quite sure I managed to make that connection, but it's more the exercise of just saying, you know, you've got 20 minutes to come up with a tune. And
here's some guide rails.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So we spent 3 days doing that. And at the end of it, we had, you know, half an album's worth of material. So and then we spent the next, you know, 5 months putting it together into performable arrangements. And the festival's really exciting because this is where we're bringing it all out for the first or second time.
It's really amazing. Now, I was lucky enough to be at the Gaelic Club last Sunday night when you played a few tunes that I think are going to be on the new album, and I must say, sounded absolutely amazing. What's the process for recording? When do you, how do you guys do that? Do you have a studio you go into? Do you do it all in a day? Do you take weeks and weeks? How does it work?
Yeah, so we're recording on the 6th of December. So what we've got is we've got two blocks. So in the first week, we record for 3 days, pretty much just the three of us, just to lay down what they call bed tracks. And I'm quickly coming up to speed with all these recording terms. So we basically record everything, and there's going to be plans to put 14 tracks on the album. So that's a big thing to achieve in 3 days. But so we've got 3 days, and then the following week, We've got a lot of guest musicians coming in to overlay some salt and pepper onto the album as well. So, we're really, really excited by the process. And, yeah, it's only a week and a half away, so it's getting quite close. You know, the fact that we're having a really good blowout at London Noon to present the new material is very, very timely.
So you have some guest musicians. Are you able to tell us who any of them are?
So we've got Lena Mullins. So she's a harpist in Sydney. Lena is going to play one of the tracks. We've got Anne Palumbo, and Anne is going to play some mandolin and double bass and maybe a little bit of vocals as well. And Elson Price on double bass as well. And we've got Matt McMahon is going to come on the album as well.
See what we can do.
Yeah, with a bit of piano. So, yeah, it's going to be a different album to the first one. You know, a lot of original material on it. We're really excited about that.
People in Glen Innes, of course, will remember Elson, who was here at the Celtic Festival with you this year. So Elson Price, and he played with you at the Gaelic Club last week too, I think. So, yeah, it'll be very exciting to hear. Yeah. The other thing that I just wanted to explore a bit is the various components of what Kajafi actually is. So, James, you play fiddle and viola, is that right?
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
I get a bit critical about it. I play violin and viola and they're both fiddles.
Okay.
That's the way I feel about it.
So, yeah, maybe treble fiddle and also fiddle.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, that's good to know. And Fiona, you play treble fiddle and sing.
Yes, and I might actually even be doing a bit of alto fiddle as well on this one. I studied viola growing up, so fiddle was something I started doing once I was at university. So I'm actually, by myself is actually a viola player. Yeah.
That's amazing. And will there be some songs from you on the album?
Yes, there will. We're going to put a few more songs on this time. We're sort of growing in confidence a bit with the song thing. So
yeah, we had one song on our first album.
Yes.
The plan is for five.
So we're hoping that it all goes to plan. I mean, we're saying all this, just hoping it all goes to plan.
Sure.
I'm sure it will. And it'll be wonderful to hear your voice on more recorded tracks. Will there be any in Gaelic?
Yes, one. There'll be one in Gaelic. Hetch me chachi.
Yes.
A Gaelic lullaby.
Not long before the 8 o'clock news, I played Talitha McKenzie's version of that lullaby and I explained that I had heard you sing it and was hoping that one day you would record it. So there we are.
Yeah, that's the plan. Actually, that might be where I first heard it, actually, that Talitha McKenzie version.
Yeah, well, I'm very much looking forward to being able to play that whenever I like instead of having to find you live and hear you sing it. So the album, the recording's all going to take place in December. What happens then and how long until we can actually buy it?
Well, after that we need to listen to what was recorded and it needs to be sort of mixed down into levels and EQs and, you know, if there's any major things that need to be fixed. So that process and that will depend a bit on availability. But hopefully that will be done, Ken.
So that'll be all done by mid-January and we'll send it off mid-January to get pressed. And the other thing is we've collaborated with a local artist and we've had a chat to her about the music and where we're coming from and what we're trying to achieve with the new album and with music. And yeah, she's going to go away and come up with album art, which is really, really exciting. And there may be even tea towels that come from the album art that we can bring to festivals. So mid-February is the planned release date of the album. Yeah, a lot to do before then, but we're all on track. We're going well for it. We're definitely ready to go.
And your first album, there are still copies to be had of that, is that right?
There is. There's still our song, and they can be ordered on Bandcamp as CDs or they can be downloaded from Bandcamp as well.
That's Coast, of course, and we play quite a lot of tracks from that album on the program here.
Well,
and
thank you for that.
It's beautiful music. I'm very much looking forward to having another album of Kajafi that we can also play on the program. So people should be looking out for that album, the new album. Does it have a name yet?
Well, we've got an idea, but we might just hold on to that for now. Okay.
It's like a baby, isn't it? You can't name it until the last minute.
Yeah,
that's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
That's actually great. We'll use that one.
ask you. So there'll be some songs, there'll be lots of guest musicians. It'll be quite a different album from the first, which has got a lot of traditional music on it. As I mentioned, there are a couple of pieces of your own composition on the first album, but the second album will be, I guess the mix will be more or less the opposite, mostly original with a couple of traditional pieces.
Well, the songs are all traditional in one way or another. We have one song by Peggy Seeger.
Yeah.
And another song that Fiona's kind of put together, the words were published in a
Sydney Gazette.
In an old newspaper with suggestions to the tune that put the words to. So we put that together and the other songs are all traditional.
No, there's a Peggy Seeger song.
And the Peggy Seeger song as well. And then we've got a couple of tune sets, with one with sort of 18th century tunes and one with some more modern tunes by other people. And then everything else is composed by us. About 6 or 7 tracks of original material.
Fantastic. And you sort of suggested at the start, I think, Fiona, you said it's part of making this music a living tradition that, you know, it's all very well to just play all the old stuff, but that we need to have new stuff as well.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, traditional music, it's the old stuff is important and the old stuff is a really good starting point. But we also don't want traditional music to become a museum piece either. You know, it's something that you enjoy doing, you enjoy adding to and creating and making it relevant to today. And also, you know, in Australia, we're all, most traditional musicians in this space, in a sort of Anglo-Celtic space, I guess, you know, we've all come from somewhere else. And we've all, a lot of us have come from many different places within the one person. So we're not Scots and we're not, you know, like we've been influenced by lots of other things. And so Australian music, whilst, you know, Scottish music or Irish music is a great sort of starting point because that's where we're from originally, that's not necessarily who we are now. So I think it's important that we choose our own direction and our own tradition and create something that's relevant to us rather than just trying to replicate music in other countries exactly as they do it there necessarily.
Yeah, and a living tradition is always growing and changing and evolving, isn't it?
It is, to keep it alive, you know, otherwise it can become a curiosity rather than something that you're living and breathing today.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to the yet-to-be-named second album from Kajafi, which we'll expect to see early in the new year. And in the meantime, the Coast album, as you mentioned, is still out there if anyone's wanting to get their very own copy of it. I think I'll let you guys go. You're probably looking out for some breakfast and then doubtless you've got some gigs on today. What are you playing today? Whereabouts and when?
We're playing at a beautiful church, acoustically in a beautiful church in town today at 12:30. So yeah, so really looking forward to that. Lena will join us on stage on the harp, so to play one of the original pieces as well. Very, very excited about that. So we're rehearsing at 9 a.m. then we'll eat breakfast.
And then I think we'll pack down tents and hose off some mud.
Always busy at a folk festival.
Well,
I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival, and anyone who's around, get on down to Bundanoon 12:30. You'll be able to hear Kajafi live down there, and plenty of other wonderful music going on down there at Bundanoon also today. Thank you very much for joining us, Ken, Fiona and James, and all the best for the rest of the weekend. And we're going to now play the song from the Coast album, The Braes of Strathblane, featuring Fiona.
Thanks, Grandma.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.